1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hope your day is off to an awesome start. I'm glad I was able to make it in today. Yesterday was really hilarious. I'll be honest with you. I am very surprised at how open people are with their consumption of cannabis. It does blow my mind. Just driving around, I was coming up. I was driving off of G Avenue. I cut through Galesburg, and I'm driving, and there is a certain part right outside of, like, in Springfield, outside of Battle Creek, where the road cuts in two. You know, the lanes start opening up, and this car almost swerves, like, right into me. I had to lay on the horn, and normally I mind my own business. I don't like to draw attention. Okay. I'm not about that road rage life. You get me? Like, I just want to get to my destination in peace. But I had to lay on the horn because they almost drifted right into me. And I pull up to the red light and I kind of, like, look over to the right to see who the imbecile is who almost killed me. Cause we all do that, right? Somebody drives like a jackass. You need to see who the jerk is that almost killed you. So here, I'm looking at her and she, like, kind of gawks at me for a second and she lifts up her hand and is, like, lighting a joint, relighting the joint, because it must have went out when they swerved. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. But I was like, oh my God, they're just openly smoking a joint while driving, huh? I was like, this is what a time to be alive. People are just so comfortable with it. I remember just back in the day, like, you know, 20 years ago, like, nobody would dare do that. Right? 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. And you're going to be driving on I-94 or 131. Expect some business to be going down because MDOT has announced that they're going to be doing an enhancement project on northbound US 131 between 94 and Stadium Drive. And you open up the 1077 RKR app. We have more information on this. They're going to be adding an auxiliary lane to 131. And this is going to be an open house happening tomorrow. In fact, you can pop over to 9th Street. We have the location where they're actually, MDOT is opening up the house for people to come and learn about the project that they're going to be doing. That's going to start in early March. Again, all the information up there on the 1077 RKR app. It's going to be a $13.4 million investment. And it's going to be beginning, actually, very soon here. And they're hoping to wrap it up by mid-September. But all the info is on the 1077 RKR app. So just a heads up, there's going to be some construction again on 131 and 94. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1975, one of the greatest rock albums of all time, Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin, was released. This album is filled with hits, and even Robert Plant later said that Physical Graffiti represented the band at its creative peak, and has since said that it's actually his favorite Led Zeppelin album. Now, this album is a must-have for any Zeppelin fan, so grab a copy and give it a spin on its 50th anniversary today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Lila Arboretum unfortunately made the announcement last week that Lollapalooza 2026 is going to be shut down. They open up the 1077 RKR app. You can see their statement that they made last week. It's been 16 years that they've done this for. So 16 straight years that they've had this, they got one of the coolest outdoor venues out there. If you've never been to the Lila Arboretum, you got to check it out. Went to the cardboard races a couple of weekends ago. That was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, Lollapalooza not going to be making it because of the lack of sponsorship. They're claiming that it's just not possible to do it. I think somebody in the comment section even asked, like, you know, what kind of sponsorship is needed? Because there's a lot that goes into these festivals. I trust me, like, when we said we weren't going to be holding a couple of festivals that we put on, people were like, yeah, just do it. And I'm like, okay, you're an idiot, because it costs tens of thousands of dollars to put a music festival on, and people act like it's just like, yeah, just come on in. This is a very easy thing to do. You schedule an event. So, yeah, it sucks about the Lollapalooza is not going to be happening this year. More about this on the 107.7 RKR app. Hopefully they can bring it back, though. They get some sponsorship on their side and they can bring back this. It's a lot of fun over there at the Lila Arboretum. There's so much stuff to do over there. It's a beautiful park, and hopefully they can bring this back next. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I was super bummed the last time I was on the east side of the state because I was trying to come up with something to eat. And I was like, I know the place I got to go. It's one of my favorite places. Super good. BD's Mongolian Grill. Because there was one, because I grew up in Rochester Hills. There was one in Auburn Hills, like maybe 15, 20 minutes away from where I grew up. And I was like, yes, go in there. Looked it up. I could not find this location. Found out that it was closed. And the only one that was open still was Canton. It was in Canton. I was like, man, I don't want to drive out to Canton to go there. So that was dashed, but I was like, I'm going to make it over there. Unfortunately, after 34 years, the chain has seemingly ceased all operations in the state. They've closed their last location in Canton. So BD's no longer there. I mean, they used to be in Grand Rapids. Like I said, Auburn Hills, Portage location. I think that dropped like over 10 years ago. It was the last time we had a BD's over here. So no more BD's in Michigan. You want to make a trip. They're still operating in Ohio, but I'm sorry. That's just not enough to get me to go to 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. And it is time once again for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week, and I got my buddy DJ back in the studio. Good morning, dude.
What's up, man?
All right. We got to take a look at the recap from last week. It was the first week of our new season on the Rocker Big Picks, and we already screwed up, so this is great. Take a look, recap really quick. Arizona did take down Houston, so we both get the point on that one. Then our next pick was Michigan State against Purdue, and this was a matchup we're really looking forward to. Unfortunately, it hasn't even happened yet. So we'll recap that, Matt.
Yeah, that's this Thursday.
So anyway, the Rocker Big Pick of the Week, we took a look at the U of M Duke game. We both bet on U of M. That just did not happen. Very low scoring game. So we only take a point out of last week's picks. So we continue. The Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Let's start things off with a little hockey. We saw some excellent Olympic action last week, and a lot of Michigan players on those Olympic teams winning gold for us. So we're going to get
Hockey Town USA, baby.
That's what
we
I'm
say
saying.
It for a reason.
So we got to go to the biggest matchup that the Red Wings are going to face. They pick up from their season on Thursday, but this weekend they're playing the Hurricanes. Currently, the Hurricanes are first place in Metropolitan Division in the East, along with the Red Wings. Red Wings are tied for second currently in the Atlantic. And, you know, the Metropolitan really is, other than the Penguins, kind of a weaker division. This is going to be a big game for the Wings. Dylan Larkin, with that plus one for the gold medal. I think they're going to be riding high coming back from the Olympic break. I'm going to take the Wings on this one, 3-2, and I'll take it in overtime. What do you think the outcome is going to be?
I want to be a homer here really bad. I've loved the way the Red Wings have played this season. I've had a lot of trust in them so far this year. But unfortunately, I am going to take the Hurricanes in this one. They went 1-2-3 on the podium. They had someone on all mm-hmm. three teams that were able to get medals at this last Olympic Games for hockey. And also, I mean, yeah, they're playing in the Metropolitan, but they don't have 78 points just because they're playing in the Metropolitan. They've won some out of division games that have really helped them build that lead, a 6-point lead they currently have on the Red Wings. This is a possible playoff matchup as well,
yep,
based on where their seating are, their seating is. But I'm going to take the Canes to win this one 4-2 in regulation.
All right. Going back to a game that we picked last week that hasn't happened yet.
Right.
We're going to revisit Michigan State versus Purdue. This is a matchup which is interesting because we did pick when we set this up that Purdue was going to lose to U of M, which they did. But they actually kept it pretty close with the Wolverines. So what do you think the outcome? Anything major changes on this one that you see?
I'm going to double check, but I believe this game is at Purdue.
Yes.
It's at Mackey Arena.
Yep.
I think that played a huge factor into Purdue keeping that game against Michigan close. It's extremely hard to go to Mack Arena and play. Whether you win or lose, it's going to be one of the toughest games you have on the road in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. I think that factors a little bit more for Michigan State than it does for Purdue. It actually only really reinforces what I said last week about Purdue going to be able to ride that momentum after a tough loss against Michigan to bounce back and play State. I do still think that 12-point 83-71 will hold and Purdue will come out victorious.
Yeah, I'm just pretty much right around there with you. I'm picking them 79-71. They scored a lot of points. They were only 11 behind Michigan. I believe the final score to that was like 91-80. So they kept up with Michigan. So you got to tip their hat to them. But yeah, they're going to be hungry for a win at home, 79-71. On to the Rocker, big pick of the week. This is the biggest game U of M's got to bounce back from against a top-seeded Illinois team this weekend. Currently U of M number one, Illinois number 10, but that is going to be changing with the loss this past weekend. Tell me about this game.
Yeah, I think Illinois might drop a little bit as well. They did lose last week as well. But Michigan, with that loss to Duke, they only dropped to number two. The new rankings are already out. I didn't get a chance to look at what Illinois has. Sorry, I'm a Michigan fan and will always care more. But yeah, I do know that Michigan's number two this year, so not a huge drop off. I mean, it shouldn't be. You lost to the number three team in the country by, you know, what was it, 3 points?
Yeah,
or 5 points, something like that. So, like,
yeah, very slim margin.
Yeah, that doesn't change anything. And what does change, though, is Illinois' loss this week made it to where if Michigan wins their game on Tuesday against Minnesota, they have already a share of the Big Ten regular season title.
Gotcha.
So if they win that game and then they play Illinois the following game, that game against Illinois is for Michigan's Big Ten regular season title.
That's so going to be clutch.
I think Michigan's going to lose their chance at winning the Big Ten regular season title outright on the road. You're nuts. I'm taking Michigan to win. I do think it will be tight because Illinois has not only the size and the shooting, but they also have a deep bench and they have the composure. They're going to be in Champaign. All of that's going to take a factor into this game. I have Michigan winning this game 86-83.
86-83. Yeah, it's going to be a shootout. I see U of M going a little bit harder, making up a little bit for Duke, maybe a little bit less points, but still somewhat of a close game. I'm going to say 78-66. I think Blue is looking pretty good here as we get closer and closer to March, man. We're going to have a lot of fun games to talk about in the upcoming weeks, and we're going to give you a chance to win some cash right now. $20 of Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets could be yours, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win $20 of Michigan Lottery scratch-offs. We'll take a look at these games. Good luck, DJ, and we'll see how we fare next week.
Hey, good luck to you, brother.
Good luck. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We love Fridays here in the Rocker Studio because we crack our first beer of the weekend a little bit earlier than most, and we welcome in our good buddy Jake from Presidential Brewing Company into the studio. We crack that first beer, learn a little bit about it, and learn what they've got going on for the upcoming week at Presidential Brewing Company, and that's going to be a part of the Rocker Morning Show this Friday, like it is every Friday, 9:35. Be here. We'll also give you a $20 gift certificate to Presidential as well as part of our Friday fun here in 107.7 RKR. So make sure you're here for that first beer of the weekend come this Friday. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Those pre-prepped meals can be crucial if you're like me sometimes and, you know, you're showing up to work at 4 in the morning and you don't have time to run out. But there is a prepackaged meal that could contain some glass. The USDA is issuing a recall for over 3.3 million pounds of frozen chicken fried rice that's sold in the U.S. and Canada. So you're going to want to make sure you check out the 107.7 RKR app. They said the recall involves a health hazard situation. They said there's a reasonable possibility that use of the product could cause serious adverse health consequences or death. There's a potential glass in here. It's up here on the 107.7 RKR app if you wanted the exact product. And, you know, I'm not going to read all the, you know, the cart numbers and all that stuff. You're not going to remember any of that, but it's 3.3 million pounds of the ready-to-eat chicken fried rice products. It's sold at Trader Joe's and other places as well. So again, up here on the 107.7 RKR app, definitely don't want you swallowing glass. This is not a hardcore match.